Rebbe?
Yeah.
Howie Solomon found the Das HaKeinim in Bali Tosfos regarding the Lavan and the Ramos of Yaakov. Did you see it?
Yeah, I looked at the equivalent. I forgot already. What is it? What did he say?
Let's see. Says.
You mean you raised the question?
That's exactly what he asked. He said.
That I saw. That how can you do Ramos?
Yeah, Eich Etzah the Gamuk Yaakov, Eich Asa Ramos.
That's beautiful. Go ahead.
Eish Lomar, Ki Yaakov Omar Lulavan, the Tanai, Shalom, Hasem Misham Kol Sen Nukud. He did it on the Tanai. That you don't remove Misham Kol Sen Nukud, the Talua, the Kol Sen Chum, the Ksavim, the Gomer. But Lomar, Hakatanim. Right, Kadesh Shalom Yomru Gnuvim Him. Just take the Katanim, right? Avogidolam Lo Omar Lo Lahasir. But he said, don't take the parents, don't take the older ones. Lahasir Kadesh Shiolad. I need some animals in order to procreate them.
He only used the trick on his own. Is that what he's saying?
No, he said he wanted to keep the older ones that were speckled and streaked. In order, Kadesh Yolid Kimosan, in order that he can have some offspring of this striped and speckled.
Yeah, but isn't it a trick?
That doesn't sound like a trick at that point.
Why
because
not?
He needs to have the genetics work. He needs to have the same kind, creating the offspring of the same kind. But he's Shina, but who's Shina? But Lovin changed that. And he took also the, he said, Behasar Filo Gedolim, Kedichsiv, Yasser Biyamahu, Eset Yashim. So he took the older ones too. So he says, because of that, therefore, Asa Yaakov Kol Mash Yachol La'asos, because Lovin changed the agreement.
He changed the agreement first.
Yes, Lovin did it first. So that justified the Ramos.
So that's a halacha, in other words. That if the other guy is cheating you, that you have a right to use Ramos to get back what you lost.
Yeah, the next statement actually quotes a pasuk that backs it up. He says, "V'od Amar Hachacham Rav Chaim Shalovin Shina Tanal." He changed the conditions. Shalohisla Hasya Ela Hanakudim. That he was only going to remove. He agreed with Yaakov to remove just in the kudim, the spotted ones. Who Hasya Afa Kudim? But he also removed different patterned animals. L'chein Hitzig Es Amakos. Therefore, Yaakov put these stripped. Branches in the watering troughs, and it says Kedixil. He was just saying, Rabbi, in Ikesh Titapol. So God,
in Chosin Tischasod, and Ikesh Titapol.
Right. So God works, you know, subversively with those who are subversive or sinful.
Right. So that means if you're in business with a cheat, so you have a right to get back the money he owes you any way you can.
Right.
There's a Rashi on that earlier, Ki Achi Aviyahu.
Yeah, what is it?
You know, when Yaakov told Rachel, Ki Achi Aviyahu, Mim L'Ramos Huba, Gamani Achi B'Ramos.
That's good.
Madam Kasherhu, Gamani Ben Rivka, Chosa Akshira.
That's good. So you mean, according to Das Kim, when he said Rachel Ani B'Ramos, he meant that if he cheats me, I'm going to cheat him back.
Right. Like I said, right, what does that mean? I mean, that's a good explanation for what that Rashi means, right?
That's very good.
Tit for tat.
That's very good, that's right. That means once he's a rami, once he's cheating you, you have a right to use any method necessary to collect. Yeah, that's good. Oh, by the way, Rabbi Moskowitz wanted to bring a raya that I wanted to say that Lavan had a good side. So Rabbi Moskowitz wanted to bring a raya from Esav because he had the dots on top of Aisha Kale. So Rashi says it's a machlokas in the Agada. That one says that he really kissed him with all his heart. The answer from me, she'esav sonei liyakov, aval hocha nifma rachamav, v'nashko b'cholavav. So that shows you that he had a good side. But the other mandama learns that the dots are telling you he wasn't nashko b'cholavav. And actually, I think they say he wanted to be bitten. So Rabbi Moskowitz wanted to show that the same idea exists by Esav, but it's a machlokes. But he brought another good writer too. He said that when the servants returned, so they said that. That we met your brother Esav. So they said he's not treating you like he doesn't intend to treat you like a brother. He intends to treat you like Esav. So Rabbi Moskowitz said, but where did you see the idea that he treated him like a brother? Well, that he should treat him like a brother. Where's the halamina? So he wanted to say that there were feelings between them of brotherhood. That they always had those feelings. Except, of course, when he stole the brachas. But before that, it was really achav. There were genuine feelings of achva. And that's why we Yeshua Malachim, when they came back, they said, "Bonu elachticho aleisav." So I think Rashi says he's not treating you like a chicha. He's ready to destroy you like Esav. So Rav Moskowitz said, "But you see, why do you have to mention that?" So you see, there was a dimension of och. But the Malachim said he's not using that. So it shows you that Esav had a good time.
Is it a mitzvah in the Torah, Rabbi, also lo sitai v'adomi ki achichahu or something along those lines? Or?
That's right.
There's a medrash that says he argued about that Yaakov shouldn't be buried in the Maros HaMachpelah. And Naphtali's son couldn't hear, and he chopped off his head, and his head rolled into the Maros HaMachpelah, which would seem to say that he had some zuchus.
That's right. That's correct. That there was a good sign. Well, you see, in Pashtus in the parsha, that he asked them to come with him, and he wanted to help him take care of the sheep. And there was a lot of expression of achva.
And so then he definitely had a
good side.
And somebody mentioned last week, I think it might have been Aaron Zimmer, that Yaakov was punished because he hit Dina. And Rashi says that because she could have brought him to the Lamutov.
Yeah, that's correct. That's one of the most difficult, chazal. Because how could you expect Yaakov to give his daughter to Esav on the chance that maybe she'll be able to change him? Like, it's a ridiculous demand. I'm pleased to give my daughter to a Russia Gomer because maybe she could change him.
Yeah, Heshy Roth had something to say on that.
What's that?
Heshy Roth had something to say on this. Because the Rashi afterwards says that, or maybe the same Rashi, that because he had Dina, he was punished with Shechem, that she went out and got captured.
That's right. I see more than captured.
what's the justice over there, that she should, Yaakov should suffer because of Dinah being taken by, you know, Chamor and Shechem. So Heshy wanted to say, it means that he was so overbearing.
Being raped.
Yeah. So Heshy wanted to say that since he was, it means that he was too overbearing with Dinah. That's what it means, like put her in a box and Esav didn't see her. And because he was too overbearing, she rebelled. So it wasn't like a divine thing. It was, he was trying to explain it naturally because he was too oppressive on Dinah, so she rebelled, and that's why she went out and was taken.
Yeah, but it doesn't explain why he was in Nenash because he put her in the box. Why he was Nenash, you're saying, not because he, not because she could have been Machziro or Mutav?
That's true. I mean, it's not addressing that part of the Rashi.
Yeah.
I see.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe as a possible answer, it doesn't necessarily mean literally, but it means that in his actions, he was closed-minded to the fact that Esav couldn't turn good. Not necessarily with Dinah, but, for example, Esav wanted to go with him, and it seems like, you know, Yaakov said, you know, I have to go slow, like, you go ahead, like, really can't have anything to do with each other.
Well, you know, the Baal HaMus will give an answer. You know what they say? They say he slammed the box too hard.
Yeah, I think I heard you say that before.
I'm saying that if you want to take it out of the language of the Baal HaMus, but you could probably say that it means is that he didn't want to see, he had a personal gripe against him. And even if she could have been Mahzir Lamutov, he wouldn't have let her do it.
Yeah, he was closed-minded to the fact that the possibility that he can change.
Right, but I mean, in essence, that's what the Baal HaMus is saying.
Right.
Okay, very good.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Abby.
My pleasure.